We stare out at the heat waves shimmering on the horizon. We stare at the dust clouds created by vehicles on the county road. We stare at the wild turkeys huddled under the shade of nearby trees. We pant and stare at the turkeys, and they pant and stare back at us. Does that sound pretty boring? It is, but that's what we do in the heat of summer. We pant and stare and, I don't know, wait for winter to come, I suppose. That's what we were doing on that particular morning. Drover and I had initiated the dog maintenance program and were waiting for a blizzard to rescue us from the heat, when all at once I noticed, "Drover, why are you staring at me?" He blinked his eyes and grinned.
"Oh, hi. Did you say something?"
"I did, yes. I asked why you're staring at me."
"Oh, was I staring at you?"
"Yes, that's why I asked the question. What's the answer?"
"Well, let me think here. What was the question again?"
"Why are you staring at me?"
"Oh, you noticed?"
"Of course I noticed. Answer the question and hurry up."
"Well, I guess I was staring at you because I didn't have the energy to stare at anything else. It's hot out here."
"I realize that it's hot, Drover, but how much energy would it take for you to move your eyeballs 1 inch to the left or right? That's all it would take, you see. Just move your eyeballs 1 inch."
"Which way?"
"I don't care. Just move them." He moved his gaze 1 inch to the left. "Thanks. I know that was asking a lot, but I appreciate it." There was a moment of silence.
"How come I can't stare at you?"
"Because I don't enjoy being stared at."
"Well..."
A quiver came into his voice.
"It kind of hurts my feelings."
"Oh, brother. Look, what if I sat around all day staring at you? Would you like that?"
"I wouldn't care. That's what friends are for."
"Okay, buddy. We'll put that to the test. I will now direct my gaze at you and stare, and we'll just see how you like it." I went to the huge effort of shifting my eyeballs 2 full inches to the left and began the staring procedure. Oh, and I even narrowed my eyes just to put a little edge on my gaze. Minutes passed, and soon I began to feel the strain. "What do you say now? How does it feel to be stared at, huh?"
"It doesn't bother me."
"Of course it bothers you. Nobody enjoys being stared at. Why don't you just come out and admit it?"
"'Cause I don't care. I'm too hot to care."
"Okay, fine. I'll keep it up. I'll stare at you for the rest of the day." I continued to direct my gaze towards Drover's face and let my eyes blur into his murfing murk. Honking honky poof. Let my eyes bore into his The heat. The terrible heat was burning me up, and all at once I was having trouble keeping my eyelids open, shall we say, and I felt my inner self being pulled into the dark tunnel of